This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now, cheers.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby. Hey, mama. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Friday, January. I said Friday, January 11th, 2019.
Woo!
Also payday for some.
For some.
Us.
Apologies to federal workers.
Oh, man.
Golly, bro. That boy, yeah. Oh, man.
Just ruined their day now. Talking about getting paid.
Like, oh, yeah. I forgot. We're on furlough.
Yeah.
Furlough.
It's the first missed paycheck, I believe.
Oh, is it the first one, really?
Yeah.
Yesterday, I think it was.
I think it's right now.
I think they get paid on Thursday.
Can I tell you something, Fabio? I want to tell you something. Jimmy knows exactly what I'm about to say. Uh-oh. You're not going to like this. Remember when we had that idea? Like, it's too old to do now, but the only reason I mention it is because you just sparked my attention to it. Remember, I had the idea, I said, hey, we should throw out New Year's resolutions for each other. Like, things we'd like to see changed about each other, and then we did phones about something else we ran out of time.
Oh, yeah.
Here's what I was going to do for you. Stop playing this song on Fridays.
What? No, it wasn't.
Oh, Jimmy, did I not?
Yeah.
It's so easy. That's why I don't care for the song first. I get it's called Friday, but
it's now 8 years old. We can move on.
And I don't think people hear that and it makes them excited.
No.
I mean, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But when I hear it, it makes my freaking skin crawl and my blood crawl too.
You got Friday by Ice Cube. You can play.
I mean,
that's older than 8 years.
Yeah, but it's way better song and makes people happy for Friday.
There's not been a good Friday song in a long time, and that needs to change. Some of our local musicians need to get on that.
New Friday song.
We'll play it.
Yeah.
You make a song about Friday. Mention us in it, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
We'll play it. I mean, my Lord. Now don't let that get you down, though.
No, it already did. So.
Happy Fat Boys, my favorite. It really is.
I got something to make Fatboy happy.
What?
You gonna walk outside?
I'm jealous.
Why?
I'm jealous of Fatboy's heart.
Oh.
Here we go.
I am.
Here comes the hook.
I'm jealous of Fatboy's heart.
How's that one? You like that?
I do.
Hill? I love you. Everybody loves Jackety Sax.
Benny Hinn.
Somebody asked me why I'm jealous of Fatboy's heart, because he's gonna go.
He
play
should ask
I can't
you.
Ask. I can. You got okay.
You can ask.
Why?
Because it pumps inside you.
Now I got to think of a joke.
No, you don't.
Let me get on the Google machine.
You're smiling. Okay, good. All right, good. He got me with it first thing, so.
Oh, boy. So sweet.
Today, listen to this. This will put you in a good mood. Today's weather forecast, abundant sunshine.
How about
abundant
that?
Sunshine.
It's going to warm up some, a little bit?
High of 50. Right now, though.
Oh, that's good.
Clear in 28 in Greer.
So
it's still
colder than yesterday, but it's also going to be warmer than yesterday. I'm down with that.
Yeah. Yeah, but like tomorrow, at least around here, it's going to rain through Sunday, which, again, versus the stuff they had forecasted, I'm fine with.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, so there's that. Big plans this weekend, Jim?
Yo, yeah, man.
Yo, yeah.
Yo, yeah.
Bring that back.
Yo, yeah.
I miss yo, yeah.
I say it some. I need to say it more often. The yo, yeah. I love yo, yeah.
Yo, yeah. That's your galay.
One of my things. Yo, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have plans this weekend.
Yeah,
going to a rock and roll dive bar tonight to see a rock and roll show.
Mm-hmm.
And then tomorrow I will do things as well.
Now, so here's what I wonder: is Saturday's plan something you don't want to talk about on the radio, or is it just still up in the air? Availability remains.
No, Saturday I'm going to the same rock and roll dive bar because one of the regulars passed away.
Oh.
And they're kind of going to pay tribute to him tomorrow. And he was a real cool dude.
Wow.
Named Clyde.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So it's not the actual funeral at the bar.
No. Okay. The funeral was already over, or if there was.
Prop me up beside the jukebox if I die. Remember that one, Paige?
Oh, yeah.
Sure, yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll do that tomorrow. That'll be fun, though. It'll be, you know, not like a sad thing. It'll be a happy thing.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Just sit there and drink and remember.
Yes.
Like, remember when they, you know, all weddings were always in churches, and then the reception was in the fellowship hall, and, there, you know, basically what I'm getting at, there was never any libations.
Yeah. Not even good grape juice.
Now, good weddings are, you know, not in church. I hate to say that, but it's true. But the same thing, though, could be said about funerals. They're usually held in a funeral home that looks like an old 1980s country club.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, think about it right now. Oh boy, here it comes. Yup, beside the jukebox if I die. Lord, I want to go to heaven, but I don't want to go tonight. Take it, Jimmy.
Fill my boots up with sand.
Put a stiff drink in my hand.
Shank.
I thought it was shot.
Stabbing somebody?
I thought it was shot. Up. Side the jukebox. I thought it was.
Oh, I'm flying.
Stabbing somebody in the joint.
It's a stiff drink. You're right.
Stiff shank.
But imagine a funeral in a bar.
Yes, that'd be way more fun.
Especially, you know, if there was no. See, that's the thing. I've decided that unless I changed my mind, I want to be, what is it when they burn you up?
Cremated.
I want to be cremated.
Yeah.
I want to be cremated. And then it wouldn't be weird about having a casket with my dead body in it. It doesn't have to be a bar. It could be a reception hall.
Yeah.
I just basically want people to go and have fun.
Exactly.
I really do. Oh, somebody just pointed out, I've already said my funeral's going to be at AT&T Stadium.
Yeah, you want it to be Jerry World.
So everybody can be there. There's going to be Kelly Clarkson signed on for it. If she outlives me, which it doesn't look like she will.
Come on.
Yeah. Don't you think? Wouldn't you like that? I mean, because
to have a football stadium funeral? Hell no.
Well, no.
Oh, at a bar?
I'd like to think big. Like they aim high.
I don't care. I'll be dead. So it don't matter to me.
Yeah. But that's the thing. I know how you believe, and you believe how I believe, and that somehow some essence of you remains, and that your soul will recognize this.
Yeah, but my soul's gonna be like, man, I want one of those beers, and I can't have one.
I used to think when I was a kid that stars in the sky were like dead people.
Uh-huh.
That it. This is
oh,
so
there'd be
crazy.
Way more stars then.
Well, I realize that, but the brightest stars were the people who like did live the best life or were really famous or something like that.
Yeah,
you know. So I like to aim high with that. But I would love for people to. First of all, there's nothing worse than going to a funeral, and there only being like 17 people show up. Like I feel bad for the ghost. Because you know they're there. Even if you're Catholic, you have to believe that. The ghost is sitting there.
Well, you know, purgatory, you can watch.
Yeah, you're watching. Some kind of essence or whatever, you know.
But wouldn't you rather have 17 people who really liked you instead of like 100 people who didn't really give a crap?
No, I want 100 people who really give a crap.
Well, good luck with that.
There should be some kind of Mattman trivia contest at the door. If you don't know 3 out of 5 questions, you're out.
But this is coming from the same guy who says, talking about Mattman, who says that you should be able to count all your actual friends on one hand.
Actual friends.
So how are you going to have 100 people who care if you only have up to 5 friends and no more than that?
I meant, like, they probably think I'm friends with them, but I'm talking about me being friends back.
Oh, okay. So you're like Mean Girls but with a beard.
No, I'm not. No, I'm being facetious. But the point with all that is I would prefer, you know, not a party. Yeah. I don't want people falling down drunk, but I would prefer, you know, they word it like a celebration of life versus, oh,
yeah.
You know, because I don't want that.
No, I want something happy and fun.
Yeah.
If anything at all. It could be nothing. It'd be fine, too. Again, I won't care.
Hootie and the Blowfish could play.
Oh, God. Don't. You'll want to die again.
Fatboy won't be there.
No, so he's like, I can't go.
I know he won't.
I already knew that.
I can't go if Hootie's going.
He'll be looking up at us. It's okay. He'll be looking up our dresses and pants legs.
No. That guy didn't have any. He didn't have any family, right? He was just kind of a loner.
Yeah, that's what I understand. I mean, I didn't know him as well as most people there, but I met him a few times. He's a real cool dude, real nice guy.
Sounds like an episode of Cheers.
Kind
of,
yeah.
I mean, it really does.
Yeah. I'm more excited for the Rock show tonight.
Oh, that's good.
Personally, because, you know.
But wouldn't you like to have a celebration of life at a place where there was a rock concert the night before?
Absolutely. That's the way to go out.
Let's talk to the bar owner about that.
I will.
Maybe on the off days, allow funerals.
Yeah.
Celebrations of life.
He's an enterprising man. He'd be down.
He's going to be, you know, making the funerals.
Yeah.
Madman wants to put the fun in funeral. That's right. It should be a funeral. That's right.
A beer funeral.
Oh, no.
Right. Funnel cakes. Those are fun. Uh-huh. Funerals. Funerals. I like that idea. Was anybody else going doing this weekend? You ain't going to the parade for real, fat boy.
You've all been invited to go see 7 Year Witch with me tonight.
Yeah, I might make it out.
That might be fun.
BS. I almost said the real word just then because it's such a load of it.
You should be able to, I feel.
I know, especially when Fatboy says he's going somewhere on weekend.
Well placed.
If I catch up on my DVR in time, I might have to swing your way.
Okay. What are you up to this weekend, Matt, man?
Right.
Sitting on Fatboy's couch with
him? No.
There's no room.
I'm still up in the area. Truly, it is.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it really is. Weather is, I'm codependent on the weather this weekend.
It's a big factor for some people. They're already worried about it.
Well, not so much with the rain. I was thinking about going to Asheville.
Ooh.
But if it's slushy, sloshy bullcrap, I don't want to go.
Yeah, that's true. It's
a good point. It to be dry or totally white.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Either one,
I want a snowy winter wonderland, or I want it to just be dry and sunny.
You just
want to
get snowed in Asheville is what it is.
Not snowed in, but I want it to be pretty. Plus, up in Asheville, they don't mind. I mean, like down here, we used to freak out. Not as much.
Now we go out and plow half an inch off the roads.
Yeah. Asheville, they get it. It snows. All right, big deal. Go to work, go to school.
Yeah.
They get it for the most part. It could still be a fun time. But anyway.
So you have no plans?
Not set in stone. No.
That's a fun weekend, though.
Is it?
Yeah. You don't do anything but sit home.
No, well, that's the best kind. There's not a I do that during the week.
Yeah. So you like burning up the roads?
Yeah.
Going wherever?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I can't crap money.
We like to have a good time.
It don't cost money to put gas in your car. Well, it does, but not as much as it used to.
Where do you get gas for free, man? Hook us up.
Huh?
Where do you get free gas? Hook us up.
Well, you know what I'm saying. I mean, golly, this place is beautiful. Go drive around. Go to Paris Mountain. Guys, badass. I could walk to it if I was in shape. I really could. Beautiful area. Beautiful area. Go to Linville Falls. That's amazing that's right up the road.
Go somewhere. Yeah.
I'm going to have to get on and get that woman to help me with some free activities.
Oh, yeah. What was her name? Angie.
Angie.
Yeah. Angie.
Got her list.
Free fun stuff.
Well, this is fun. Our radio show is free, which is pretty awesome, I think. Right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm saying that to those listening.
I think it's good.
Yeah. Oh, well, would people pay for it? That's the big question. We have a FOF line compilation that we're going to play for you today. All brand new, by the way. All brand new FOF lines. 864-241-4318 if you want to get in on that prior to. We'll do that 8 o'clock hour. Also, more tickets to Monster Jam next month at the Well.
Yeah, that's the weekend of the 8th.
You win four of them.
You win a family four-pack to see them go in the monster trucks, the ATVs, and the speedsters.
Or a funeral four-pack.
I don't know if Monster Jam does funerals, but they could.
Well, whatever you want to call it. Go celebrate and enjoy monster trucks.
Gravedigger, come on.
That's right.
Yeah.
Is Bigfoot retired? Quick question.
No, I think Bigfoot's in Europe now.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that was ever that circuit, right?
I don't think so, no.
It was Gravedigger's Monster Jam. Oh. He owns it. He's like Thundertaker.
Yeah.
He's Thundertaker of Monster Jam.
They had the one with the Superman cape, and they had the one that had the dog ears.
Mm-hmm. Monster Jam had a Scooby-Doo, yeah.
Oh, did they? Didn't they have one that looked like a gorilla on the face that had big teeth on it? Or do I remember that from the cartoon? I used to watch a cartoon about monster trucks.
Yeah, that's probably what that was. And that might have been the last skin of the week you saw.
There was like five or six different big feet, and there was like a tiny Bigfoot, and then there was one that had these big inflated tires. Like there was like several versions of Bigfoot.
Yeah.
I loved Bigfoot when I was a kid. I had all those little toys and the trucks and all that.
Somebody built an electric Bigfoot.
For adults or kids?
No, like a full-size, zero-emission electric Bigfoot.
Ooh, I like it better now.
Wow. Bigfoot 21, yeah, that one's Bigfoot out of 21. Mississippi.
Oil companies hate it.
Bigfoot 21? Mm-hmm. Who'd win in a fight, Bigfoot 21 or Ugga 6? Or 7?
Ooh, you gas those suckers up. That's got to be expensive.
You want to know what you have currently in the Monster Jam?
Yeah.
You have Bad News Travels Fast. You have Avenger, Alien Invasion, Bakugan Dragonoid, Black Stallion, Black Pearl, Big Kahuna, Barbarian, Blue Thunder, Bounty Hunter,
Ming,
Brodozer, Brutus looks like a dog, El Toro Loco, big bull with teeth,
Elegante,
Earthshaker, Dragon,
La Parca,
Devastator,
The Wall,
Silver King.
You have Gas Monkey Garage.
What?
You have the Great Cliffs Mohawk Warrior.
American Pickers Monster Truck.
You have Hooked.
It looks like their little white van. So it's jacked up real tall with big tires on it.
Oh, I'm rooting for Ice Cream Man.
I think the Gas Monkey Garage is that Discovery show, if I remember right.
Oh, yeah, but the fact that the TV show is a monster truck.
There you go. Monster Mutt looks like a dog. Monster Mutt Dalmatian, Monster Mutt Rottweiler.
What?
You got Megalodon. It's a giant shark truck.
I played that at Dave and Buster's the other night.
Yeah.
How did they all go?
You got Pirate's Curse, and it has a pirate hat on.
Where do they go park when they're not in the... I mean, crap.
Down the side street beside the cemetery.
I don't know if they're all at every show or not. I imagine that there's just too many for them all to be at every show, I think.
Imagine if they took a right turn instead of a left and drove through the cemetery with the monster trucks.
There's a Wonder Woman truck.
Of course there is.
Well, what's wrong with that?
They're not... No famous
drivers.
It's
invisible, though. You can't see where it's at. They tell you it's there, but is it really...
I said, Great Clips Mohawk Warrior, you didn't bat an eyelash. I said, Wonder Woman, you act offended.
Oh, boy.
Well, I was just doing that for Paige's sake.
Thank you.
They don't say if Medusa still drives one of those trucks.
Yeah, she came in here one time, the former wrestler.
She was really nice.
Oh, I kind of feel stupid now because she's like, well, they're talking about bringing me back for something. I'm like, yeah, okay. They're going to bring you back. And then they put her in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah.
Years later.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Bunch of dummies in here.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I digress. We'll have tickets to that today. We're going to play Guess the F Word today. We should do those back to back because we should do FOF Line and then Guess the F Word.
Yeah, FOF Word.
The F and 8 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like that.
All right, remember that order then.
So and whoever then, just texts us 72341 asking what time? 8 o'clock hour.
There you go.
Guess the F Word!
That's right. So we'll do FOF Line and then Guess the F Word in the F and 8 o'clock hour on FOF Friday. All right. That's fun. We got a little order now.
TGIFOF word.
Yes. TGIFOF. Hashtag it. I like that, too. That's good. We're going to have a whole lot of fun today. We'd love to hear from you throughout. 1-800-774-0093. You can, of course, text us on the CarolinaVaporMill.com text line, which is 72341, as we broadcast live from Studio Inario.
Is this okay? Can I play this song?
Yeah.
In the sea.
That's fine.
You talk about me being the one that, what is it you say, thin-skinned? No, it's you.
You're still offended, like, damn near 20 minutes later.
I already forgot
about
it.
Making us run late.
Paige, what is going on in that plex?
Well, we're going to find out why. A woman asked a guy for a birthday hug, and what happened next? We'll get into that story next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. What was up with the birthday hug?
Ooh.
Was it with her arms? Mouth hug. All right, we'll find out about that next in your Rise Guys headlines. It's Friday, everybody.
Here's Madman, 9, Paige, and Fat Boy.
The Rise Guys morning show, 93.3 The Planet rocks.
It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige and her big old hoo-has.
Good morning, everyone. Well, let's get right into it. With a 31-year-old woman named D. Louise Lipsy. Or Day Louise.
Her last name's Lipsy?
Yeah.
Lipsy.
Lipsey.
You ain't got no alibi. You Lipsy. You Lipsy.
All right. Well, this woman was driving through downtown Milwaukee with a friend last week, and she yelled out the window to a guy on the street and said it was her birthday and asked for a birthday hug. Sounds okay and somewhat legit, maybe. hey, yeah. stranger, can I have a hug? It's my birthday.
Yeah.
Would you ever do that? Oblige a hug?
I've done that before.
Okay.
Well, yes, I would feel like I should.
Okay. Yeah. Well, so did this guy. So she got out of the car, gave him a hug, danced in the street with him for a few seconds. Then she got back in the car and drove off.
Took his wallet.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Yes. It was a scam. She only wanted to hug the guy so she can steal his wallet. After they drove away, he realized that his wallet was missing and called the cops. And they were able to track down the car later that night and arrest her along with her friends.
If a woman grabs my butt, I immediately reach for my wallet. Yes.
Really?
Well, I don't have a butt.
Oh, okay.
That's true.
I don't have one. So she grabs my butt, you know. I'm thinking, what's she going after?
Well, be careful.
You have to be.
You have to be careful.
Fat boy, would you oblige a birthday hug to a stranger?
Maybe a side one.
Yeah.
But you couldn't take my wallet because you really got to dig deep to get in those pockets.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of tight.
I don't pay attention to your butt.
No, I have it in my front because I got a new one.
You keep a front wallet?
Yeah, I got a new billfold.
Oh, wow. This is huge.
I used to think that was weird. Oh, you get your RFID one.
Yeah. Try to hack it.
Yeah.
Right now.
That's the carbon fiber one?
Can do it.
Carbon RO effect.
Oh, I got
it. What it is, yeah.
Wow. Well, learn something new every day.
It's also the name of a hidden camera magic TV show.
Oh, yeah, it is.
That you're on right now.
Don't try to hack it, really. I know somebody could.
Yeah. Jordan off Amazon?
Yeah. Oh, God, they definitely could then. Some 12-year-old.
Yeah.
Please don't.
You didn't get a shark, did you?
I don't think so. I think I got the basic.
Oh, okay.
Oh, God.
Did we see it?
Yeah. I'm going to have to go back to the brown one now.
Show and tell.
No, I think as far as technology goes, you're usually the one on the show that knows it.
Oh, that's all right. Yeah, that's
fine. Uh-huh. Yeah. Hack it now.
Are all those credit cards? God bless.
Those are all fried chicken gift cards.
I mean, that's a thick wallet you got there. I mean, it is full of cards.
He's crying.
You save old hotel room keys? Is that what you do?
That's what it is. How'd you guess?
I'm about to crack out. This is full of credit cards.
Well, it was. I mean, it looked like a deck of playing cards.
Yes, and they're all to Bojangles.
Oh.
When's the bow time?
Always. In your pocket.
Always for Fat Boy. 2 months and counting.
Throw out the cards. They're all empty.
You can go to a wedding and throw dirty rice on people.
Num nubs. It's officially full.
Oh, man. Are you killing me? All right, then. Well, let's talk about Hollywood's most bankable star. This person's made 120-plus movies and $13.3 billion around the world, $5.7 billion in U.S. But that's not the thing that makes him the most money. This person makes 8 figures a year just off his Capital One commercials.
I don't know. I don't watch.
Dennis, no.
I have no idea who does.
Martin Lawrence?
Capital One.
Oh, I know.
Not Martin Lawrence. God, what?
No clue.
I know now. I remember.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So he's doing better than Martin Harrison Lawrence. Ford. And Tom Hanks are the next guys on the list.
He makes 8 figures off Capital One?
Yeah.
That's at least $10 million then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Martin Lawrence does the secured ones. That's where they get him. But he had Spike Lee and Charles Barkley on there, too.
Mm-hmm. Good Lord. Who's his agent?
William Morris, I imagine.
Probably. IMF.
Yeah, so that's pretty good money.
Yeah.
If it's every year you're going to make that kind of bank, you know that's not to mention the movies.
Yeah, not that I'm correcting you, but when you say he's made $13 billion, that the movies he's been in.
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say.
As far as his own income coming in, when you know that you've got
the most bankable.
Yeah.
Mm.
The face. So
get him in Jeff and Joan. Jeff and Joan and Samuel.
That would be awesome.
Oh, Jeff and.
Jeff and Joan versus Samuel. That'll be the sequel.
Yeah. All right, then. I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys. I love
you. You don't like it, do you?
No, it's still I don't think we can afford them. That's the thing.
I wouldn't do a bedroom scene with him.
I would do it. Well, it's not that kind of scene, though.
Oh, okay. Well, Alec Baldwin once said that he got paid $15 million for doing his Capital One ads.
Yeah.
So you got to figure Samuel L. Jackson's probably in the same ballpark.
Yeah.
Like, they should stop spending so much on celebrity endorsements and lower the rates or something.
Mm-hmm.
They
could
totally do that, right? They should be able to hook people up a little bit.
How much is Kurt Russell getting? Or not Kurt Russell. What's his name?
Who?
The other one.
Who?
Hey, I don't know. He's a spokesperson. He's an actor. He walks through. He says, "I'm a good spokesperson."
Mayhem? How much is Mayhem?
No, it's not Mayhem.
Capital One.
I can't think of the guy.
How much does Pedro
Everybody
Serrano make
is
for
screaming it at the radio
for,
right now?
For insurance, is it Nationwide or Allstate?
Allstate.
Yeah. How much does Serrano get for that for Major League?
Dennis Quaid. Thank you.
Okay.
Dennis Quaid.
Oh yeah. I saw that.
What Dennis is he Quaid. Doing for?
I don't remember.
See, I can remember the commercial.
I remember more. They make it more about him than they do the product.
No, it's insurance for Dennis Quaid.
I'll do it for commercial. Put me in one, Fletcher Anderson, right now.
That boy can do a bizarre car commercial like McConaughey. Wouldn't that
He's
be
already
good?
Done that.
Yeah.
In print.
It's hard to get around. Oh, I'm glad. I hope that don't resurface.
Serrano.
I still have a copy.
Serrano uses Allstate. What kind of insurance does Jobu have?
Who's that?
From Major League.
Yeah. Oh.
Pedro Serrano. Always talking about Jobu. Praying to Jobu.
I don't know.
Thank you, Jobu.
Jobu.
Mm. All right, then.
And then the Japanese guy came over and they did the dance about not having any testicles.
Yeah.
Really?
That made it better.
Good run the ball.
You never seen Major League, Paige?
I remember,
Charlie Sheen and all that?
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Wonderful movie.
Give me Vaughn.
Give me Vaughn.
All right, thank you, Paige. Fantastic. Fat Boy not going to the parade tomorrow, even though he was going to be able to get... You ain't going.
They're putting it on at least two TV stations. You ain't going to be there.
Like Seaside Dabo.
Two TVs going to get 2 points of view of it.
I don't know if they can handle that much star power, even in Death Valley.
Well, the flow would look like a teeter totter.
Dabo versus Fabo. Why isn't that a T-shirt?
That is so good.
I know why it's not a T-shirt.
Can we change your name to Fabo?
Fabo's good.
Yes!
Fabo's weenie.
Find that old scam.
That's too good.
We'll do Pigskin Picks later for the playoffs this weekend, but what's going on in sports right now?
Saquon Barkley might be, hang on a second. Scratch that one. If you catch a ball player at a club, damn it, you better hope it's Saquon Barkley.
Oh, okay.
Well, at least he's writing out his teases, and that was good. Okay.
Well, you hear what he did?
Was that really Trevor Lawrence in that one video that showed him out of the club?
I don't think so.
It was a lookalike, right?
It didn't look like him to me.
Yeah. There's a lot of people who like Trevor Lawrence.
Dude, one of my neighbors looks just like Trevor Lawrence.
Do you see the picture of the girl that was wearing his jersey that when you first look at it, I mean, I'm not making fun of the guy. No. I mean, he's got long hair, but at first you think that's got to be his sister, and it's not.
No, it isn't.
A lot of people are like Trevor Lawrence.
They're not relation.
All right. We'll get more about that and more sports. And the P1 payoff, too. Get ready. Hold on.
And now, the Rise Guys Morning Show continues on 93.3.
The Planet.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
What's up, boys?
Get it.
Let me tell you this funny story real quick. Old Saquon Barkley. Probably going to be Rookie of the Year. The Giants had an awful year, but he had a pretty good year. I mean, he didn't get any extra money. He still got a pretty fat rookie contract.
Mm-hmm.
He likes to enjoy his free time at the club. So?
The club.
I guess he don't like keeping money because he was going around handing people waiting in line at the club to get in $100 bills.
Wow.
Just going down the line, doling them out. Don't know why.
Like, how many people were there, though?
I don't know.
I mean, if they were like 50 people, I mean, it's 5 G's, but still.
Dude went over 2,000 yards in his rookie season total.
He's good, man.
1,300 yards rushing and 700, man, over 2,000 total yards.
I don't know.
30,
hell of a year.
I should have stuck with football.
Mm-hmm. Should have went to Converse or wherever they offered you. 31 million over 4 years.
North Greenville, you son of a bitch.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. I guess we have to go. I'll go hang out at the club this weekend and see if I can see a Swamp Rabbit out there.
Yeah.
Handing out money or Bojangles cards or something.
Whatever it is.
I'll stand out
How
there.
How many do you need? All of them.
He's going to be banned.
Put me on the wall. We got some more Clemson Tigers declaring for the NFL. Trayvon Mullen Jr. Dexter Lawrence is leaving. Cleveland Farrell.
What about Wilkie?
Cleveland Farrell. Yeah, he was gone already.
Wet Wilkie?
Wet Wilkie's gone. I was perfect.
I would. If. go ahead.
Come on, no. You
no,
go
no, no, no. It's,
no
it's,
I'm not saying anything. You say it.
It's just, I don't know if I said this yesterday or not, but if you're an underclassman, would you have done that? Knowing you're going to have to play for. I mean, I don't think Dabo would hold a grudge because it was funny as hell.
Yeah.
But knowing that he was already declared for the NFL and leaving, like that's what made that so easy for him to do.
Maybe the moment you could get away with it. I don't know. If you don't know, Christian Wilkins stood beside Dabo Swinney when he was talking to Reese Davis after the game and gave him a wet willy, which I want to be dubbed the wet Wilkie.
Wet Wilkie. Is it already hashtagged? If not, start it. I think it's great.
He's a big dude. He's got some big fingers.
Yeah.
No.
Dabo might have cauliflower ear after that wet Wilkie.
He'll get a hearing aid endorsement now.
And they're all the best parts, they're all cracking up about it afterwards. Might have been Cleveland Farrell beside him.
Mm-hmm.
You know who Swaggy P is?
Hey, by the way.
I've had that before, though.
Clemson has a hell of a running back who does not get enough credit. I think it's because people know how to say his last name. So help him out, fat boy.
Into the cello. You
talk about the young kid.
Talking about the sophomore, Travis. Travis.
EDN.
Yeah.
EDN.
I thought you were talking about the freshman.
Why doesn't he get any credit?
God, he's going to be on the Heisman watch list next year.
He's really, really, really good. But, man, people talk entirely exclusively about Trevor Lawrence. Not Trevor Lawrence is great, like a once-in-a-generation talent, but got a hell of a good running back. Somebody give the dude some credit because he's awesome.
He needs a cool nickname. Let's get him. Let's get his brand going. He needs a good nickname. Nobody, EDN.
EDN?
EDN.
I thought you were talking about Lynn J. Dixon. Yeah, there's a bunch of them.
Yeah.
Feaster, Choice.
Mm-hmm.
They deep as piss is what most people say.
Yeah,
on ESPN.
Is.
We need good names like Frank Thomas, Mickey Mantle.
Yeah, I know. They're going away.
George Mershon.
Mershon.
Luke Longley.
Arvidas. It's a bonus.
24 touchdowns, damn near 700 yards. That's a hell of a season.
Dikembe Mutombo.
He's good, man.
Like, they're really deep. He had 24 touchdowns and nearly 1,700 yards rushing. That's a hell of a year, man.
He'll be recognized next year, Heisman for sure.
Well, good. He needs to be.
Swaggy P, Nick Young, played for a bunch of NBA teams. He's in some hot water now.
Why is he Swaggy P, though? Because his name is Nick Young.
I forget why they call him that.
Okay. Anyway.
But somebody wanted to take a picture with him, a fan.
Uh-huh.
The fan made it clear that he was not a paparazzo, they call him, because this happened in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
So I guess
he took his wallet.
No, he didn't take his wallet, but the guy said that it was obvious Young didn't want to be photographed, so he took a picture with him anyway.
Yeah.
And then Young walked up to him, gave him a nut shot, and swiped at his camera.
Holy crap.
He's in trouble now for giving the dude a nut shot.
Boy, that's assault.
Yeah, I guess.
Nick Young's lucky anybody still wants to take a picture with him.
Yeah, that's true, too.
I did not recognize that name.
He what, played four games this season and got cut?
He was never a huge name. Was kind of spot starter, fill in here or there.
I wonder if he was with somebody he wasn't supposed to be with.
I don't know. But I think it's a cool story. Do you call the cops and like, it's a nut shot? Yeah. I'd be more so worried about the camera. But you can hit me in the balls all you want, I guess.
Who was it? Was it the...
There's our pigskin punishment for Fat Boy. All we want, he said. As much as we want.
Come on, man.
I'll speed bag it like Rocky Balboa.
Who was the guy who used to play for the Lakers? This is like 10 years ago, but he threw a cake on somebody.
Oh, man. I know who you're talking about.
A.C. Green.
I forgot.
Michael Cooper.
That's his name.
I don't know.
I don't think
cake
it was
on somebody.
It wasn't Smush Parker, was it?
No, it was. I want to say it was a center or some a big, big
Shaquille O'Neal.
No, not like a huge name, but a guy that if you said his name, you'd like at least three of us in the room would know who
for
he
the
is.
Lakers.
Yeah,
it wasn't Mark Madsen, was it?
I think it was
Luke Walton.
No,
Andrew Bynum.
No,
center.
Longer ago than that, I want to say it was like a center or power forward. It was definitely a real big dude.
I remember hearing about it. Yeah, Kareem Rush. That'd be cool. I throw a cake on me. Go Lakers.
Yeah. You'd be trying to catch it like a dog with a frisbee.
This is.
I would too. That's not a fat joke. I love good eateries.
You got to. This is an odd
Kwame
story.
Brown.
Kwame,
there
yeah.
There you go, Kwame. Yeah.
Number one pick. That was Jordan's Wizard pick.
KB.
God.
Yep. Oh, man. That ended up not working. He's in the big three now. A 90-year-old cyclist. We usually don't cover cycling.
Well, since Hincapie's retired, right?
The 90-year-old cyclist was stripped of a world record.
Oh. Yeah.
Because he failed an anti-doping test.
At 90?
Yep. Positive for the banned steroid, epinetrin bologna in a drug test after a race.
Well, he's 90.
Let him do whatever. He's probably trying to stay alive.
Yeah.
You need steroids at that age to make it, I guess.
So they have an anti-doping rule in the seniors. Well, that's not even senior citizen. I mean, that's nine. What is that? He's almost a centaurian.
It was collected in competition. He was disqualified. That sucks.
Well, can
man.
I put him in my death pool then? Because if he can't compete anymore, he'll give up.
You can put Banana George in there if you want. I think he's still kicking.
Yeah. Who's that?
Remember Banana George, the old guy who water skied with no skis? He did it barefoot.
He comes to the Toys for Tots thing every year?
No. Oh, that's the duck walk bet.
Oh.
We'll talk to him early next time, please. If you had 25,
Fred.
Yeah. If you had 25 million bucks laying around, wouldn't you want to buy Randy Johnson's house?
The big unit?
Big unit. Well, nobody bought his house. Nobody offered to buy his house. No bids, nothing. No bids to buy. So he put it up for auction.
But everything's really tall in his house. Like everything's way too high up for me to reach.
God, I know it's like the opposite of Little People, Big World because they had a couple of normal-sized siblings. But you got a low sink.
Yeah.
That's got to be a mess with you.
Before they had the old house, they had to stand on or sit on bar stools in the kitchen just to wash their hands. That mountain sucked.
25,000 square feet.
Wow.
11.5 bathrooms.
Man, having to climb a ladder to take a dump. I couldn't imagine.
His squatty potty's a stepladder for us.
Nobody wanted to buy his house.
But God, what was just overpriced? I mean, it's not because it was Randy Johnson's house. Where'd you say it was? Arizona?
Yeah.
That's where he retired.
It's
right?
Too nice. Look at his theater in his house. It's like an actual damn movie theater.
Holy crap.
I mean, come on.
First of all, how many? 18 seat movie theater. It's like old Victorian.
Yeah.
I mean, crap.
He's kind of like a renowned photographer now, too. He's going around taking pictures.
I just got to throw footballs and baseballs and balls in general fast.
Yeah, you make a lot of money doing that.
Yeah, I know.
I can talk. Ooh.
Make a lot of money doing that.
Yeah. My movie theater, a.k.a. my living room, a.k.a. sometimes the dining room. Well, I mean, come on. It's versatile. Sometimes my bathroom is my social media center.
Yeah.
Actually, Randy Johnson did get a bid, but there was something wrong with the transaction because he was looking at it, and, we got audio from the scene.
21, how are you?
Good.
What wrong did
that? Oh, that was it. His voice has changed a bit.
It has. I didn't know it was that high.
What an ugly man he is, right?
Yeah, he had big nose.
He's very ugly. Tall, had a mullet, just ugly. Ugly son of a bitch should have been his name instead of Big Unit. That would have the T-shirts. Would
big
have
ugly bastard.
Oh, big ugly bastard's pitching tonight. Let's go. I'd go
rest
see
in
that.
Peace.
His nose get smaller?
Look, he had it done.
Look at his smaller
nose. Oh, my God. He had his nose done.
Now he looks like really tall Keith Urban.
Yeah.
Come on.
Look at the side by side. Look at that. Dude.
His nose got smaller, I think.
God. Really. Either that or he quit doing coke.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no, it did.
Somebody should give Artie Lang his phone number. God bless.
I'm done. I'm
rest in peace. All right, we'll take a break. We'll get into there's a lot to get into. But the first thing is we have $1,000 to give away. It's the P1 Payoff Winter Edition. $1,000 here in mere moments.
It's hysterical.
They're the best, no doubt. If I drink a lot of coffee in the morning, I'm in trouble.
The Upstate loves the Rise Guys. The Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet. This